Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
A rumor that Apple may have a few stings in the tail of 2025.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. There are certain websites that are just dedicated to watching every move that Apple makes, and they swirl around these rumors. And an email went out to staff working in Apple retail stores in the US that they need to work through the night on November 11th to have stores set up on November 12th.
So this is before Black Friday.
This is well before Black Friday. So there's two schools of thought here. The first is that maybe they're just going really hard at Christmas and they want to get all the baubles up. Or they could have some more product announcements up their sleeves. And if it is true that they're launching new products, firstly, it's perfect timing because all of these things would make fantastic gifts. But it's also exciting because they're products that are everyday. They're not phones. They're stuff that you like to have. They're investments, but they're worth having. So the rumors are we'll get an updated AirTag. So this is the item tracker that Apple brought out a number of years ago, potentially called AirTag 2. And the key differences will be that it will allow a longer or further tracking range, also have a better battery life, and a speaker that's harder to disable. So if you're ringing it and someone who's pinched your keys or whatever it is tries to disable it, it'll be that little bit harder. They haven't been updated since they've come out. So I think if an update came along, it would be very much welcome.
Now, I saw an ad online for another product, which is the size and shape of a credit card.
Oh,
have you seen that?
Yes.
And the shtick is that, listen, you can spot an AirTag, and all the guys who steal luggage or steal handbags or whatever, if they spot an AirTag, they go looking for the AirTag and they get rid of it.
Yeah.
But if it's a credit card mixed in with all the rest of the credit cards, it will survive such surveillance.
There's a company called Tile, and they make these key ring size trackers, but they also do the credit card one. And exactly like that, you put it in between, you know, your library card and your Leap card or something like that. It looks and feels exactly the same, but it serves the same purpose. Also, the good thing about Tile and a few others like that is that they work on both Android and iOS, whereas the AirTag only works with Apple devices.
Okay, so if there's an AirTag too, what else might Apple have?
Potentially a new HomePod mini. So HomePod is their version of the Google Home or the Alexa. Yeah. It's the small speaker, the size of a tennis ball, a little bit bigger. But there, it's thought that the new version will have an enhanced processor that will give it better support for the likes of Apple Intelligence, which is hopefully going to come to Europe at some stage in some form for the home speakers. It should also have the N1 networking chip, which will mean the performance and the connectivity will be enhanced, and also the sound quality could be much improved. I know a good few people who have Googles and Alexas at home. I don't know how popular the HomePods are in this country because, again, you are ring-fenced in. To get the benefit of it, you need everybody in the house to be in the Apple ecosystem. Also, it doesn't play things like Spotify, which is a bit of a pain in the face. But in terms of functionality, if you are in that Apple ecosystem, then you're happy.
And there might be a third product.
There might be a fourth generation of the Apple TV 4K. So this would have, again, the more enhanced A17 Pro chip inside, which would support and enable a lot of the intelligent features. It could also potentially have the wireless chip, which, again, would just improve the signal that's coming into your TV. And they're suggesting that there might be potentially a camera on the top, either for FaceTime or to allow you to engage. Because I've been reading some of the future of TV pieces in the US. And if you look at what YouTube in particular has done over the last number of years, not only do you have creators, do you have traditional TV shows, you now have their movie store, but there's also the ability to buy merch. So, okay, for example, if you're watching clips from Late Night with Seth Meyers, they can embed a shop into that YouTube video. You can be just click and shop through. And the way I think this is going to go is that we'll all have Face ID cameras in our devices, and it can just verify for payment reasons and all the rest. So I do think that makes sense. Whether it comes to pass, I don't know. But if you're an Apple fan, keep an eye on the websites on November 12th, because who knows what they could do.
It could be just baubles.
Exactly. It could all be baubles.
All right. Let's get to the questions now after this. Okay, now the question's coming in thick and fast. What laptop do you recommend for a first-year electrical engineering student? I believe my own Avita will hardly be good enough. Also, is Black Friday a good day to buy it? That's from Noel.
It's definitely worth looking around the shops. A lot of them have already started the Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. But as I said on News Talk Breakfast yesterday, just check the spec before you buy. In terms, I don't know if you'd need particular software for the work that you're doing, but I always recommend the Acer Chromebooks. They are fantastic if you don't need particular software. If you do need particular software, a very good solid starter is the Lenovo IdeaPad, and you will absolutely get both in Black Friday.
I mean, check with the college. That's what I would say.
Ask the question first. Ask what if there's particular software, if there's particular spec that you need, and then from there, it'll do the job.
I have a 2019 sixth generation iPad. I'm considering upgrading as I'm currently back at college in my 60s, studying for an MA. Would the basic iPad A16 be sufficient, as the entry level model comes with 128 gigs? Or should I consider a higher spec model like the iPad Air? The A16 with student discount is $369, considerably cheaper than the iPad Air or the iPad Pro.
Yeah, again, if you're doing a lot of word processing, the basic iPad is fantastic. And that sounds like a really good price, and I'm delighted you're using the student discount. What I would say is go for the basic one, but invest in a mouse and a Bluetooth keyboard just so that you can set it up and get the full functionality of it. But yeah, absolutely, it sounds like a dream.
I like an external keyboard, so I have the Zag case and keyboard combo on my wish list. Should I include a mouse or an Apple Pen or an Apple Pen equivalent? That's from Brian.
So on the Apple Pen, I would absolutely get the Apple Pencil. Don't get an Apple Pencil equivalent. I have tested so many of them, and they are just, you're not getting the full impact of the design of
the
Apple Pencil.
How does the Apple Pen work?
So it's using the nib is the magnetize, but the idea is the way it is designed and the sensitivity points both in the nib and the screen recognize your handwriting. So everybody's handwriting is unique.
Sure.
With some of the different styluses that exist, it can kind of look like you're writing with chalk rather than with pen. It's not as neat, it's not as fluid, it's not as intuitive, and it also makes it harder for the tablet to translate the handwriting into copy, into text.
I presume the Apple only works with Apple products.
It does, yeah. The Apple Pencil only works with the Apple. Now, you can buy generics, but I would avoid them if you can.
Looking to buy a good mid-range phone, 300 to 400 euro, what can you recommend?
There's plenty in that price bracket. I would look at the Samsung A56. It is in and around that amount of money. It looks great. The battery is fantastic. The camera is really good. You're getting an awful lot for a very affordable price. The other thing you could do is always look at a refurbished phone. You could possibly get, you know, a Samsung S23 or 24 for a fraction of the cost, and that would hopefully be in your price bracket.
Should I shop on Black Friday for a Wi-Fi extender system like the TP-Link Deco system? I need three extenders due to fibre coming in at the opposite side of our house. The signal is very poor throughout the house, which is detached.
Yeah, again, I don't know what different retailers will have offers on what different products. But the fact that it's in 24 days, it's on the 28th of November. As I said, a lot of stores are already pushing the Black Friday deals. So it's definitely worth having a look. It's also worth having a look at online as well. There are some brilliant small tech retailers in this country, dotted around the country, that have really good web offerings. So if you just put in Tech Store Ireland and scroll down, you'll see some of the more local shops, and they might have an offer on as well.
Can you ask Jess, what is the best security app to use on your phone?
AVG is the one I always recommend. I don't have security apps on my phone. I just don't use them personally. There's Google, I use the Google Pixel 10 Fold at the moment, and there's Google Defender software built in as standard on that phone now. So every now and then I might get a notification saying that there's an app that's unused on my device or whatever it may be. But AVG is a free option.
I have three Alexa Echoes in my house. We have a family Spotify account, but all the Echoes are connected to one account. How do I change?
So what you need to do is on whatever account that they're all set up to, you need to go into that Amazon account and get them to forget the devices. I'm assuming you want to have them on different accounts, or perhaps you want to move.
I presume three people want to listen to different music on
so you can unlink them. Yeah, so you can unlink them. So if you go into the Amazon app and if you go into the devices, you can either get it to forget the login that's there and then set them to a new profile, or you can unlink them. They should all work independently. You don't have to have them chained the whole time.
Even though you won Spotify account.
well, the one Spotify account might be the bigger problem than the Alexa problem. So if that's the case, you can go to, you can set up a family plan on Spotify. It is a bit more expensive, but it's cheaper to do that than to have four individual Spotifys, if that makes sense.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.